God doesn't put poverty on you. God doesn't cause your spouse to leave. God doesn't tell the dog to bite you. God doesn't tell your boss to fire you. How does God correct? Or how does God make things right? And how does God bring things back to a standard of truth? He does it this way. He says, in accordance to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15 and 16, it says this in the Amplified. It says, every scripture is God-breathed, given by inspiration, and is profitable for instruction, for reproof and conviction of sin. Not condemnation of sin, but conviction of sin. What's conviction mean? Conviction means I'm just going to show you there's a different way. I'm going to show you through my word there's a different way. He says, and what else does the scriptures do? The scripture brings about correction of error and discipline in obedience. So what does it do? It, when you read, see, the Bible is the only book you can read that as you're reading it, it's also able to read you. Like a mirror. When you get in front of a mirror, you look in that mirror and you see yourself in the mirror and you see your reflection. And from that reflection, you see either things are right or things that are out of place.